This is Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. You may not be aware that Canada allows human euthanasia. There's a push to expand the practice there, but doctors and nurses are struggling with some grave ethical questions, including whether Canada's poorest populations could be better served with other resources. Our next guest has been covering the system for years. We welcome Maria Cheng of the Associated Press. Maria, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this law. What circumstances does Canada allow assistance with dying?
So Canada first legalized euthanasia in 2016, and it was meant for people with terminally ill conditions whose death was reasonably foreseeable. And then a few years later, in 2021, they expanded it to allow people who were suffering for other reasons, including disabilities and other incurable conditions, to be euthanized if they had the approval of two independent doctors or nurse practitioners.
What are the concerns that you have heard now from healthcare workers about the law and about cases that they're seeing?
So our latest report, which I did with my colleague Angie Wang, we published yesterday, and it was based in part on some private conversations that doctors and nurses are having about these requests for euthanasia they're receiving. So they are receiving requests from people who are marginalized, people who are facing homelessness or who are homeless, people who may be newly grieving, widows, people who are seeking it for reasons including obesity and blindness, which may not be what many people think of when they consider people who are asking to be killed.
What kind of safeguards does the system have, especially for people with disabilities?
It's a very good question. Canada is among the only countries that allows euthanasia for disability alone in the absence of other qualifying conditions. There are some safeguards in place for people whose death is not reasonably foreseeable. There is a 90-day assessment period. People are supposed to be told of other alternatives that may help alleviate their suffering, whether that be access to health or social services or other treatments. And there's a number of doctors that are supposed to be involved who have expertise in whatever condition it is that they are seeking euthanasia for.
Does it appear that that's always happening, or does it seem that some people are falling between the cracks?
According to the chats that we've seen and from some of the data that we obtained from Ontario, which is the most populated province in Canada, it does seem that there are some cases in which people who are considered marginalized, either homeless or financially struggling on disability support, they're seeking euthanasia disproportionately when you compare that to people who are terminally ill. So that correlation does exist in the data.
So basically what you're saying is that in some cases it appears that euthanasia is disproportionately administered to people who live in disadvantaged communities.
Based on the data that we've seen from Ontario and based on what we've heard from doctors, yes, that does appear to be the case.
What are the alternatives for these individuals when it comes to government support that might pull them out of those conditions?
Among the cases we saw, there are certainly a number of people who might have benefited from greater health and social services, possibly more disability support, more ways to connect them to community, more health system support, more housing. Canada, I'm not sure if your listeners might be aware, but is facing a huge housing crisis across the country. So it is very difficult for people to find affordable housing. And the health system also is under some stress in certain areas and isn't always able to provide people with the optimal health care. But these are all things that might be considered in lieu of euthanasia, for sure.
You mentioned that, part of your reporting came from conversations that medical professionals had grappling with some of the ethical issues of this. I'm curious, when it comes to doctors and nurses and other professionals, are they allowed to suggest or offer euthanasia as an option?
In Canada, yes. In other countries where it's legalized, like Belgium and the Netherlands, for example, doctors are counseled not to suggest this unless a patient brings it up, but in certain parts of Canada, medical groups oblige health professionals to make patients aware when they may be eligible for it. And there's certainly been concerns raised about this, because obviously the relationship between a doctor and patient is a certain power imbalance. So it may seem more suggestive than it was intended. But that is certainly something that there's been a lot of concern raised about in recent years in Canada.
Just one last quick question in a few seconds. Are there any efforts to change the law at this point?
There are several court challenges, in fact. A group of disability organizations just launched a lawsuit a few weeks ago arguing that the law discriminates against them and has resulted in premature deaths of disabled people. So there are definitely a lot of concerned groups in Canada who are looking to change this and enact more safeguards or change the law.
That's Maria Chang of the Associated Press. Maria, thank you so much for your reporting and for joining us this morning on KMOX.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.